This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six past the hour on the DJV program. Hello, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The idea here is that we are enlightened. Hopefully we are enlightened, and that's why you listen to us, because we have some enlightenment. And I would like to think that we treat our audience as if they are enlightened as well. And I don't mean enlightened about everything. We just... Jay and Victoria and I are just trying to figure out how to schedule a ride on Uber for me, because I have to go to Houston on Friday and I need an Uber ride or some kind
You're
of a ride.
Uber from Massachusetts to
Houston?
No. Oh.
But that's what it wants to. That's
it,
well,
now.
It's interesting you say that, because that's what it wants me to do. It keeps kicking out the airport, the George Bush Airport in Houston, and putting in my home address. Okay, we're going to pick you up on Friday at 9 o'clock when you get into, you're going to start from Framingham at 9 o'clock Friday night, and then it shows 2 days.
Now, how come you're not going to just get an Uber when you get there?
Because I want to make sure it's there, and I'm not comfortable any time I've tried to find an Uber, for example, going to LAX, when I needed a ride from Uber or from the airport to the house. It was very difficult to find and Uber, especially when they redid of the stuff that they did.
Because what if your flight's delayed or they're not going to wait for you. I think you should get an ExecuCar and pony up a little bit of cash. Get the ExecuCar to meet you at the airport with your name, Stefan, on a sign, and then go get yourself a ride home or wherever you're going.
Oh, that's probably a good idea, Jennifer. Thank you. Why didn't I?
Because they'll wait for
Uber
your
flight.
When you book the Uber in advance, they give you an hour for your flight to be, delayed or whatever.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Yeah, it is part of the Uber book in advance feature. But apparently he can't schedule it, so I'm not sure what happened.
Apparently, I like that. Like, I'm a third end of the party of conversation. Victoria says, "Apparently, he can't."
Well, sometimes Jen and I have to talk about you like you're the patient, and so we have to consult.
Yeah, well, there's an element of that. Yes, okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are having trouble, if Fancy Nancy is listening, you know exactly what I'm going through, and so do others who have...
She has a flip phone. She wouldn't even begin to know where to start.
Good for her. I like her more all the time. I have a flip phone that I use for my phone conversations, the iPhone I use for information when I'm on the road, keeping up with the email and social media and things that come that are text, but I don't use the phone much. Anyway, so there we have another exciting way for you to get into the conversation. And, I think most people who are listening are enlightened. So when we talk about COVID and these various things, there seem to be, it's been up and down over the last week or two as to how much time we had to spend talking about what's new with COVID and all the stories that are related. I thought it was interesting. The Cleveland Clinic yesterday has released the study showing that most of the patients, who have been hospitalized with COVID between the 1st of January this year and April were not fully vaccinated. I don't think there's anything surprising about that. Do you think, ladies, there's something?
Well, I think what it does is, I think the surprise was that it's 99.75%. That's a huge number, and the reason that number...
It tells you the vaccine works, I guess, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And that's what I get out of it.
What it means is, and this number, 99.75, was trending yesterday, and I was like, uh-oh, what does that number mean? I clicked on it, and it was this, and it's good news, because essentially what this means is if you get the vaccine, then you've got, between 95% for Pfizer, 94% with Moderna, you will not end up in the hospital. You might get COVID.
But I can hear a lot of people
not know that you
who don't
want
to get the shots. People who don't want to get this don't believe any of this stuff. That's just propaganda. Cleveland Clinic is in the hip. I don't go to Cleveland Clinic. I go to an alternative person for all my health needs.
Well, then that's fine, but, this is the study that the Cleveland Clinic has done not only on their own patients, but they also looked at 47,000 Cleveland Clinic employees. And they looked at people who had one shot, two shots, and no shots. And they also found that 99.7% of the employees who got coronavirus were not vaccinated. 0.3% were fully vaccinated but didn't end up in the hospital and didn't really have, you know, have any symptoms. So it just kind of shows you if you don't want to end up in the hospital, get a vaccine. It's pretty simple.
All right, let's go to India, where doctors are warning against using cow poop as a cure for COVID. Everything over there has to do with cows and cow poop and gas. But there's
like
it's
your
not,
jam. Like, that's your country.
Yeah. Well, I do love cows. They are sacred to me. But
they
I'm
have
not
cow
use
shelters, it. Apparently.
Yes, they do.
I didn't even know that. You just go and visit them. And
yeah, I wouldn't put cow poop on my body. At least not purposely. I get a lot of it on my body and around cows, yeah. But I didn't put it there purposely. Anyway, the doctors there say there's no proof it boosts immunity. Well, I'm not so sure I'd agree with that. I think it has helped my immune system being around the farm, being around cow poop, being around dirt in general. I think
well,
that's
no,
one
they
of
say
the
there's no proof that it boosts immunity or helps with COVID. Well, I do agree with you.
Your
I think,
immune
I
system
think it...
is your immune system. Period. You know, it works. It doesn't, there isn't a part of your immune system that tries to stall off COVID. Your immune system works on everything or nothing in your body. It isn't like selective. It
right.
works on.
They have people who are trying to, they're trying to smear, you know, cow poop
no,
on
I get
themselves
it. Yeah,
to
yeah,
cure
I get that.
COVID
yeah,
or prevent it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's yeah. a great
hugging
point.
A cow might be a better way of doing it, if you will. But a lot of people are dying in India, and the government there is, as one might expect in a country like that, is pretty benign or pretty helpless when it comes to this sort of stuff. So they're depending on other people, other countries, to help them out. And they're also depending a lot on the Gates Foundation, you know, groups like that to get the COVID shots around. But there have been a lot of people that have died very recently. And they don't have the sophisticated hospitals that we have, sophisticated medical supplies, sophisticated doctor. You know, in certain cities they have, because a lot of people that have been educated elsewhere. A lot of Indians are educated in France and in England and in America, and they go back, and so they have something. They have that enlightenment that we were talking about earlier. But if you're not enlightened, then you know, where do you go from there? I guess that's the. The question, haven't we limited travel to India from America and,
yeah.
and to from India to America?
Yeah.
I think we have, yeah. And that makes sense. The coach of the Yankees has tested positive for COVID. Why is this a breakthrough case?
Because he's fully vaccinated with J&J. He's the third base coach. And so that was kind of...
Baseball also hasn't had any outbreaks, really, for the most part since the season started. The Washington Nationals, I think, started the season with a COVID outbreak, but I don't think that there has been one since. So they've been doing a pretty good job maintaining that.
Well, they have an 85%... MLB put together a rule that you could relax the restrictions of, you know, wearing masks all the time when you're with each other and testing and all that if 85% of the team in the organization is fully vaccinated. And so the reason that this made headlines is because the Yankees are over the 85% mark of being vaccinated. So it looks like this could be one of those, you know, J&J, what the percentage is, you know, 75% or whatever protection.
Mm-hmm.
And this was he broke through. That's why they call them the breakthrough cases.
Yeah.
So even if you're fully vaccinated, some people still can get it. I don't think that he's in any sort of, you know, dire
straits. See, that'll get played up, Victoria. That'll get played up, and people say, look, so I got the vaccine, and this guy got sick. Why should I bother to get a vaccine shot? Yeah, I can hear that.
I mean, it's an argument that a lot of people are trying to make, but the numbers are really not on your side if that's an argument you're trying to make. Breakthrough cases are expected. That's written in
all
the original...
Well, they say it's not perfect. It's 95%.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever it is.
I wonder how it helps their argument, because one of the things that has been kind of bubbling under and was before the season started anyway is that a lot of the players didn't want to take the vaccine because they're young, they're healthy, they want to keep their game intact, they don't want to mess anything up. So a lot of them were very slow to want to take the vaccine. There are very few teams who I think have reached that marker from Major League Baseball, so I wonder if this does anything to that effort by baseball.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Well, and do they know if this is one of the new variants?
Even better question.
They didn't give enough information on that, but I don't know.
Hard to know.
Yeah, I mean, they can test and they can identify. If you test positive, they can identify which variant you have. But most likely it's probably the UK variant. That's the one that's the most prevalent right now in all states.
With all this scare talk, the bottom line is that what we were talking about maybe a month or two or three ago, with the concern for perhaps a fourth wave of COVID, that hasn't happened for whatever reason. Even with people who haven't been vaccinated, there are a lot of hospitalizations, but not as many as one would have predicted if you were worried, thinking the fourth wave was going to be as bad as the first wave. And it isn't. So, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't get
the second wave was worse than the first.
Yeah.
And then, when you look at, like, the way the charts have gone, I think the fourth wave, I think that the concern about that is that it's that not right now. Right now the numbers are going down very quickly, but it's coming up this fall. If everyone needs a booster after 6 to 8 months, that's going to hit September, October, November, and that's where the uncertainty lies.
Yeah, it's not over by any stretch of the imagination. No. So I thought it was interesting that New Yorkers, being New Yorkers, are griping about the new fee. What are our restaurants charging?
I don't know if this is a new thing, or I mean, it's new for
COVID
New York, but
fee.
Yeah, it's a COVID surcharge. It can be up to 10% on top of your restaurant bill. And so this was something that New York had started. De Blasio okayed this because restaurants really needed to make up for the lost business. I don't know, Jen, is this happening in L.A. too? Is there a COVID surcharge?
I haven't
surcharge?
Heard about it. No, I haven't heard anything like that. I think so many people are just trying to get customers back in their restaurants that I don't know that they're trying to
tell
people to stay home.
Vaccinate youngsters, 12 to 15 year olds, if you're going to the beach this summer or you're going to camp, maybe that's a way of keeping it from getting into the position you were talking about, Victoria, like another phase two, and see where all that goes. So it isn't over, but the stories are a little bit, I think, to a lot better than they were here, at least in America. But those of you traveling overseas, you may have a different riff, especially if you're going to Europe, where there still are tons of problems with this. It's 18 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanut. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trending time, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Okay, a quick comment, something that Victoria and I were talking about earlier, the number of people, big outfits that are quitting Facebook over the comments. Starbucks is the latest, apparently, but Elon Musk opted out a year or two ago. There are other companies who are just sick of posting things and then getting themselves lambasted for doing things because they may have done something nice for a group, whether it's Black Lives Matter or the gay community, whatever it is. And frankly, I'm getting kind of sick of it too. I post regularly on Facebook, usually put something new every day on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, but it never has anything to do with politics, hasn't got anything to do with anything other than stuff that's good, fun, positive, animal stories, family stories, that kind of stuff, because that's what I want to see from people. I want to know that. I don't need somebody to tell me what to think. And so I see all of this stuff, Jay, and I wonder how many people are reacting in general to the move by outfits like Starbucks and Tesla to just exit stage left because they're fed up with it.
Well, and to touch on a comment you just said, you don't want them telling you what to think. I think a lot of times people forget that when somebody posts something, we're saying our own opinions. We're not saying this has to be your opinion, too, but it's
right.
Taken that
but
way.
Some
so,
of it's nasty,
so much is
though.
Taken very literally.
Yeah, but some of it's really nasty, don't you think? Really, when you get right down to it, it's just body shaming from people. It's just,
and the name calling. All of, like, the number of adults that just so willingly name call.
Well, they're chickens because they never identify themselves. They're just
cowards. And I feel like we're all above that. We can have legitimate arguments and stand our ground and say what our platforms are, what our values, our belief systems are, without throwing in the name-calling. And that's across the board.
Don't you think on social media, though, it's like because there is an anonymity to it, that people just, there's like a contest to how to be worse than the other person. I mean, it's like, it's just a constant level of snark. I don't
it
know.
It supports
I spend a lot
the
of,
worst in humanity.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
You know, yeah.
I try really hard. Like, I use my platforms for different things. Twitter is where I'm more political. Facebook is more for, like, my family and friends. Instagram is just whatever Instagram is. Even though I like it, I probably don't use it in the right way. But when I do, like, politics on Twitter, I make snarky comments, but I really try not to make them directed at certain individuals. I really do try to make it more about
ideas and about ideology I might disagree with, but that's a concerted effort. I'm sure sometimes I fail. There are not a lot of people who, you know, you're garbage, you're this, you're that. It's like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Huh.
It just,
exactly.
It, instead of articulating why you think that, it's always about the name calling or who can cut people down the deepest. It's really strange.
Yes, and if people were face to face, there would be more hesitation than to go all out.
Oh, yeah.
Online, online, it's everybody so quick.
Say it to my face.
Yeah, right, exactly. I dare you to come up and say that to my face there, pal. Okay, so Demi Lovato is trending. I see Jay getting a television show about UFOs.
Didn't,
who was
yeah.
it that started a? We do this Your Hidden Power show, a podcast and a program every week. And I remember there was a singer or something that decided to do a podcast and they got a lot of attention, sort of doing the same thing that I'm doing with Your Hidden Power. Who was that? Do you remember? Who started, it was a lot about UFOs and
the
mind.
Oh, that's the guy from Blink-182, I think. You're thinking. Yeah. Tom DeLonge.
Who was
it,
Phil? Tom, really?
Oh, yeah, Tom DeLonge.
No, it was a singer. No, there was a singer, a pop singer, who started this, and I'll look at it while you tell us what's going on with Demi Lovato. What's she doing?
Yeah, so her show is going to be called Unidentified with Demi Lovato, and it's herself, her friend, and her older sister visiting UFO hotspots and investigating different eyewitness accounts, and they want to uncover secret government reports.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Where is it airing? No premiere date yet.
Oh, okay.
Unidentified.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Clinic on Tuesday released a study showing that over 99% of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 between January 1st and April 13th were not vaccinated. The numbers show coronavirus vaccines are effective at keeping people from dying and out of hospitals. The Biden administration Tuesday gave final approval to Vineyard Wind, a project off the Massachusetts coast slated to be the country's first large-scale offshore wind farm. While the go-ahead for the long-proposed project was expected, it marks a step in the White House plans to help jumpstart development of coastal projects off New York and New Jersey coasts. The race to replace California's embattled governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, saw a surprising challenger take the lead, Tulsi Gabbard. The former Hawaiian congresswoman hasn't announced plans to run, but nearly 30,000 people responded to a conservative poll, giving Gabbard over 60% of the informal vote. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Some lawmakers are making changes to the gas tax to help Americans avoid a spike in gas prices since the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline along the East Coast. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price at the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
Officials at Colonial say the pipeline should be up and running by the end of the week. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, will likely be removed from the number three position at the GOP. A vote is expected Wednesday. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Ahead of a vote that is expected to remove her from her position as the GOP House Committee Chair, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney spoke on the floor of the House Tuesday evening, saying she will continue to speak out against former President Trump and his continuing questioning of the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Local, statewide, national, international, that's all the focus of our conversation here on the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn. Happy to have you along. We're here trying to figure it all out. Sometimes we're more successful than others. I'm pretty confident that we have our best intentions and we are our brains are in gear before we put our mouths in motion, unless I've had some Benadryl, and then all bets are off. Other than that,
what's so important? That never happens again.
Yeah, well, it won't. I went into the drugstore and I got something yesterday, and I forgot all about it. I wanted to go get Claritin because it seems to me I've tried that in the past and it has done okay. It's dried me up, but it didn't make me goofy like taking Benadryl did. I was actually quite surprised that the Benadryl made me as goofy as it did. I mean, goofier.
So were we. We were also surprised. We found out live on the air.
Yeah, right. It was a little goofy stuff. Yeah, listen, we all have this year is, and I remember saying this last year and the year before and the year before that, that the season that we're in, which is full of beauty and love, it's wonderful to see the blue sky that I see outside. All the trees are almost all fully bloomed now, but the pollen in the air, the stuff that we all develop allergies to, it would seem, I guess worse and worse. So I've decided to try to do something, but Benadryl is apparently not the answer. All right, Victoria.
Yes.
The prosecutors in Atlanta are going after Robert Long, who was the guy that shot up. The place killed 8 people at, you know, the Asian women at the spa. So what's the story with that now?
Well, Robert Long is 22, and prosecutors have unveiled murder charges for him. There are two separate cases, essentially. They unveiled the charges, murder charges. They're seeking the death penalty in the first case where four of the women were killed. Then there's a second case that the grand jury is going to have to take a look at. I don't know why they're separated into two cases, but it looks like the charges will kind of all be on par.
I think it's federal and state, isn't it? State charges and federal charges are the hate crimes, I think, is what they're going
after. So the prosecutor filed saying that she has plans to seek hate crime charges and as well as death penalty but the thing with this new Georgia law that got signed last year, you can only go for hate crime charges after the person has been convicted of an underlying crime. So if you're convicted for murder, then the second round they go after is the hate crime,
but
which would carry an additional penalty.
A murder and they sentence you to death. What's the point of the second trial?
Well,
you
would get additional charges and additional penalties.
Yeah, but what, the death?
Well, if you negotiate your way,
but then in addition to that, you got to spend 18 years in jail after your death.
Right, but somehow people often get, you know, like multiple life sentences and things like that. So I think it's sort of just to ensure that hate crimes don't go unpunished.
Unpunished. Yeah.
Can I tell you about this story? I did something so stupid yesterday. I'm not making light of this story. I'm laughing at myself on how I read it. Axios sent out an update on this after the charges were filed. They sent out one of their breaking news updates. And so I clicked on it. And they had, as they do on Axios, a lot of bullet points, right? So this is what the story was, and these are the charges. And they had the charges in a category. And it said, long faces. And then it had all of these charges. And I went, long faces. I'm like, who's being funny here? This is not even funny. Like, why long faces? Oh. I didn't get it. His name is Long.
Long faces.
And I sat there for about 10 minutes. Do you ever have those moments where you sit there for 10 minutes and you're just confused?
Huh?
I was like, why are they writing long faces? What does this mean? Then I realized it was his name.
I have a disorder that I cannot read hashtags correctly, so I will always find some. My brain
hashtag
just doesn't.
Disorder.
I have a hashtag disorder. Like, my brain will find something that is not exactly, like, totally not what it means to say. I'm the worst.
How do you do with license plates? Because sometimes that's also the case. For license plates, you're like, what? Well, that's why
the
capitals are so important for hashtags.
Mm.
Right.
All right. So here's another one that adds to the conflict that I have and most of us have with the death penalty. I think there are times when it applies just because the crime is so vicious, so obvious. But here's a death row inmate in Arkansas. Lendell Lee was his name. He was executed 4 years ago. But there were some attorneys that kept on the case because his family said he didn't do what he was charged with doing. And as a result of their work, they've uncovered new DNA that belongs to somebody else, not Mr. Lee. The DNA was found on the handle of a club that was used in the murder of a lady named Deborah Reese. The evidence now, the DNA, belongs to somebody that nobody knows.
Not in the system. Yeah.
No, not in the system. So Lee was sentenced to death in 1995. He was convicted of murdering this woman who was 26. He said, I didn't do it. He was executed in April of 2017. First execution there in Arkansas since 2005. The ACLU and the Innocent Project aimed they tested the DNA and fingerprints, run them through the national database. That hadn't been done before, apparently.
The defense asked for that. They said
it.
No. So, they tried to wrap this up because another black man fitting his description was seen by a neighbor going into this woman's house, and that was enough. They didn't want to go and push for, let's make sure that we're not going to kill the wrong person. It was a hung jury. That's another thing. It was a hung jury the first trial. Then he was found guilty at the second trial, and some other witness came forward and said, oh, yeah, I saw him. And it's like, well.
How many times have you heard people say all black folks look alike? Come on. It's
well, this is a pretty big embarrassment, beyond embarrassment,
embarrassment.
For Arkansas.
I hope
and their family
sues the hell out of Arkansas, and they get millions of dollars. And let that be a lesson, or is it? Does anybody, the people who have to pay for stuff like this, are never the people who are guilty of the infringement. The people who fudged the DNA or who screwed this up are people that work for the city or the state. They don't have to pay for it. They are being sued personally. It's you and me.
It's like cops.
The taxpayer.
You know, they don't, cops
they
are sued,
responsible.
They don't pay for anything.
Unless you get something like a case that's, you know, even then you wonder whether Derek Chauvin ever will have to serve time because of how that situation was screwed up by the judge. Yeah, so there's no justice or very little of equal justice. I think that's an observation we can easily make. I can make it anyway. I won't speak for the rest of you, but I can easily make that. The justice system is like so many other things. Too many people in our country, too many laws. It's not cut. Nothing's ever cut and dried. It's not either black or white, and I don't mean that in terms of race. It just is, okay, are you guilty or not guilty? There's all kinds of things you can throw into circumstances to cloud people's judgment. That is an interesting anecdote on what has gone on. I think we've talked any number of times about my disdain for Wayne, what's his face, that used to run the NRA.
LaPierre.
LaPierre. Just a real bad guy, jerk, arrogant SOB. But then the people that were in the trenches, I've never made a secret of my fondness for Oliver North, as much as a lot of people thought he was a bad guy because of Iran-Contra. He and I were friends. He was on the same network as we are on now, Originating Network Radio America, like Gordon Liddy. I mean, there were all kinds of characters. I think I'm the only, not for now, but when you look back over the history of Radio America, there have been some real characters who have been on the air there, Liddy and North among them. And I have, frankly, had great friendships with both of them. I liked them both, frankly. Anyway, that's not the story. The story is that the National Rifle Association has filed for bankruptcy, and a judge says nothing doing, which I find very interesting
because
they have so much
cash. What was that
ruling? Huh?
What was that ruling from the judge? The judge said what?
The ruling was nothing doing.
Nothing
what does that even mean?
Well, he didn't. That was me paraphrasing. No, you can't go bankrupt.
That was like a Huck Finn kind of thing, like assessment of the judge's ruling. Like, what? I don't even understand what you just said.
You got to speak Doug. Come on.
It's old. It's an old expression. Anyway, so LaPierre is no good.
Well, actual judge said was was that they're not allowed to file bankruptcy in New York because they weren't doing it for legitimate reasons. They were trying to do it to avoid the attorney general in New York from charging them for mishandling the funds.
Yeah.
LaPierre and a lot of the executives
were stealing money for years, and that's why North. By the way, Ollie North was the president. LaPierre was the executive director, and Ollie North became the president. And Ollie North saw what was going on with LaPierre, and he said he started questioning and talking to members of the board and in public. And so LaPierre made sure to get rid of Oliver North. He was thrown out of the presidency, and somebody else that LaPierre could control became the president. And that's where all of this started, looking into what he's done, planes, women, you name it, he's done it. This is...
That seems like the theme over the last few years.
Yeah, but it's not about the NRA at all. The NRA is a very valuable and important tool, I think,
for
a lot
of
folks.
I mean, I'm not a member or pro guns or anything, but the problem, one of the other things that the judge uncovered here is that LaPierre didn't even tell the board of directors and didn't even tell the chief financial officer that not only was he planning on filing for bankruptcy, but he's also relocating the headquarters from New York to Texas. He didn't even tell anybody else. This was just such a blatant, I mean, he's stealing funds.
He's no good.
And
he's just
I mean, and then he tried to make a big lump sum payment last year, which kind of went under the radar because of COVID. But he tried to pay back the organization with like $150,000 or whatever, and it's not enough. He's apparently taken more
millions.
Than that.
Millions. Yep. Okay, so there's something inspirational for us to think about. It's 45 past the hour, 15 before the new hour on the DJV program.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Forty-seven passed on the DJV program. All right, so let's see what's going on behind the scenes. Victoria's making fun of me because I don't know how to use certain technology. Jay tried to help me make an Uber reservation, and that fell flat. So Jennifer says, "No, no, don't use Uber. Use ExecuCar." Okay, so we're now in the process of booking me a trip. I tried to do it during one of the commercial breaks, and it got to the point where I identified going into George Bush Airport and the time I'm getting in on Friday night.
How far is Houston from Webster?
About 45 minutes.
Okay, that's why it's expensive. Yeah, this is not just your typical airport drop-off.
Well, how much is it going to cost me?
$138 bucks.
That's not bad at all. I can't get to Newark Airport for less than $150 bucks, and I'm only like half an hour away.
Right. You can't ride from Framingham to Boston, and it's 26 miles due east into the airport without it costing $100 bucks.
Yeah. Nice. Right. Well, do you want curbside pickup or meet and greet? What do you want? Curbside pickup or meet and greet?
Meet and greet's more expensive, isn't it?
$158 for meet and greet.
And how much is it without the meet and greet? $20 to have somebody come here with a sign that has my name on it?
Uh-huh. Get your luggage for you and stuff, but you don't really travel with luggage.
And then they go, Mr. Stephen.
So you want the premium sedan curbside. Would you like a premium SUV? That's $168. You just want the sedan.
No. I just want a car with wheels on it that'll get me from the airport.
So let him rent the Fred Flintstone car. It'll be fine.
Give me one of those. Is there an electric car like they use to deliver Domino's? Maybe I can get one of those.
No, we want something that works.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So that's the...
I laughed at the no return trip because you're driving a truck home or something. Is that what you said?
Okay. Yes, right. I found a truck that I need to have and it was only there, so that's why I'm going down there. It's 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Daisy has joined me for our weekly visit with Daisy's pal and mine, Warren Eckstein, from The Pet Show. Heard every weekend around the country in a lot of great, great radio stations. Most of them carry this program and that program. So you know, Warren, they have to be great. Great. Speaking of that, I know on the trending page that we have for the DJV show, we had a conversation about the Tiger King, Jeff Lowe. He says that Carol Baskin's husband is buried under her house. I wonder, when you look at a show like that, what you think of what they're doing to the animals. And I say that in league with another conversation that we had that's on the DJV download about the tiger that was a... Wasn't it in the neighborhood? Was that here? Where was that?
Do you remember? Houston, Texas.
Yeah. All right, so what do we do with domesticated animals like this? Can they ever really be domesticated, honestly?
No, and they should not be in people's homes. They should not be kept as pets. And this has been going on for years and years and years, this crazy animal trade in exotic animals. Don't you remember Mike Tyson, when he lived in New Jersey, had a couple of white tigers?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, there was a cougar that some football player kept as a pet, and it attacked his child. I think it actually killed the child. So these are wild animals, and they should be left in the wild, not in zoos. In the wild, that's where they belong. You know, it's a macho thing. You know, these guys decide that, you know, I want to be tough. Pit bulls aren't tough. This dog isn't tough. I don't want that dog. I don't want this dog. So they go out and they get a tiger or a lion or some other exotic animal, and they don't realize that they get it when it's young, and it grows and it grows and it grows, and it's always going to be It's always going to be a wild animal. No matter what you do, it's always going to be a wild animal. Hey, look what happened in Las Vegas a few years ago with the two magicians. I forget their names.
Yeah, Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Roy. Perfect example. I just watched a special on them not too long ago. Perfect example of an animal they had for many, many years since it was a young cat, and look what happened. So, yeah, leave them in the wild. That's where they belong. I don't believe in these exotic animals, and there's no reason for people to have them as pets.
Okay, so let's take that one step further. The number of people listening to this program, the number of people in my neighborhood, I even have on my farm horses that are used in polo matches, and people ride horses for enjoyment. And then there is the extreme, the Kentucky Derby, for example. Last weekend, the trainer probably is going to have to pay some kind of the owner of the horse because they juiced it up. And they, when they tested the horse that won, it's, you know, the response or the results of it show this guy had been. This guy juiced up the horse, so they give
him pain killers. Well, it's an anti-inflammatory for skin issues. It's not anything that would enhance its performance in a race, but it was still not allowed. And so, yeah, I mean, technically they broke the racing rules, but it was not a performance-enhancing drug.
Here's the bottom line: animals should not be used for entertainment. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of horse racing, you know, listen, how many 26, 30 horses we had die at Santa Anita in the last year here in California? It's just insane. It's crazy. There's no need to use animals for entertainment. Years ago, they used to act, and when I first started, there were orangutan acts in Las Vegas, and I remember the guy was so abusive, I was involved in bringing him down. So there are so many things going on there that I don't understand the whole concept of people wanting these animals. I don't understand. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Right, so there would be those people who love them would say to you, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a horse or a dog. We've domesticated dogs. Why can't we domesticate a cow or a horse or a goat or a peacock or whatever it is?
Because horses and goats and they're pretty much domestic already. I mean, they've been domestic for years and years and years and years and years. But there are wild animals that are in the wild. I mean, if you want to take the time to spend the next 2,000 years domesticating an animal, go ahead, knock yourself out. But leave, my feelings is, maybe I'm a little opinionated about this.
A little?
I just cannot stand any animals being used for any reason just to entertain us. It just doesn't make any sense. And the reason for that, remember, I was a peace officer for many years in New York. It was my job to go to circuses and rodeos and investigate what was going on behind the scenes. And someday we'll spend some time talking about some of the atrocious things I saw taking place and actually shut down a circus on Long Island. Just shut it down. Just shut it down simply because I didn't like the way the elephants were being treated. So, yeah, the bottom line is elephants, wild animals, leave them in the wild. That's where they belong. Domestic animals are fine.
Yeah. Oh, well, domesticating them and all of that stuff. I mean, I think that dogs, I think about how much I love Daisy, how much I love Charlotte, and the pleasure that they gave me, that's different than entertaining. Although they are entertaining, their antics are... Well,
yeah, but my sister's entertaining too, okay, but she's not my pet.
She doesn't have a leash on. That's good to know.
Well, sometimes, but I don't
know. Okay, let's not talk about that. Warren Eckstein, check out the Pet Show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.